Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says it will be difficult for Qatar to meet some of the demands that Saudi Arabia and three of its allies are making, but urged that they negotiate an end to their standoff. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA the demands from Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia are not a good idea.
They're really intended to create a situation where Qatar will not agree, and therefore it could possibly provide a justification to intervene. The trouble, though, is that at this moment, that particular region has one single power in place, which has influence and control over all of these actors, and that is the United States. And the United States quite clearly doesn't want things to be upset.
Four of Qatar's Arab neighbors severed diplomatic ties with Doha 2 weeks ago on grounds that it was fomenting terrorism in the region. Iraqi forces have pushed deeper into the heart of Mosul in their fight to retake that city from Islamic State militants. One Baghdad commander says that 65% to 70% of Mosul's old city has been liberated. With the Iraqi advance, some in Mosul celebrated the Muslim Eid al-Fitr holiday, marking an end to the end of Ramadan with children playing in the squares. That's on the eastern side of the city that had been liberated months ago. Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila was in South Africa Sunday, where he got words of praise and support from President Jacob Zuma on the progress he is said to be making toward political stability. Kabila is accused by the opposition of violating the Constitution when he decided to seek a third term. 2016 agreement between the government and the opposition calls for elections to be held by the end of this year. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is here in the United States, where he has been meeting with business leaders and members of the Indian diaspora. Later today, he will be at the White House to meet with President Trump, with whom some analysts say he has lots in common. RAND Corporation's Rafiq Dasani agrees that there are some common areas of agreement, yet they are quite different any other way.
I don't think they could be further apart in terms of where they come from. Mr. Modi comes deeply from within a political machine. Mr. Trump is a genuine outsider to Washington. Mr. Modi is a genuine insider to Delhi.
Today's meeting at the White House will be the first face-to-face discussion between the two leaders. Ahead of the meeting, Mr. Trump tweeted he was looking forward to discussing strategic issues with someone he has called a true friend. Hopes are fading for dozens of people still missing following a deadly landslide in southwestern China, where 10 bodies have been recovered so far. Officials say 93 people remain missing after a huge landslide buried a mountain village in Sichuan Province. Japanese auto parts manufacturer Takata said today it has filed for bankruptcy protection, which totals about $9 billion. Matthew Lindley is head of the International Programs Department at Nagoya University in Japan.
It is the biggest bankruptcy for a manufacturer in Japan ever. A few years ago, Panasonic had serious debt, but this is the largest debt for a manufacturing company in Japan.
Takata has been overwhelmed by the cost of lawsuits and recalls related to defective airbags linked to the deaths of 16 people and scores of injury worldwide. And today, the Tokyo Stock Exchange suspended trading of Takata shares and said that by tomorrow it will be removed from the list. Turkish police stopped activists gathering in large numbers for a gay pride rally in Istanbul. Mustafa is a rights activist who was turned away by police.
As a gay person, I couldn't walk there. There were a lot of good-looking, handsome policemen, and they stopped me, and then they said, you couldn't go? I said, I don't care about gay pride, I said. I will only walk around, but they understood what I am. So they said, no, ma'am, you can't walk, you can't go.
Istanbul's governor's office on Saturday banned the event for the third year in a row, citing reasons of safety and public order. Jordan Spieth needed an extra hole, a little bit of luck, and an amazing final shot to finish a wire-to-wire victory in the Travelers Golf Championship. 23-year-old golfer joined Tiger Woods as the only PGA Tour player in the era since World War II with 10 victories.
That's the latest world news from VOA.